Unlike a folklorist observing from outside his culture, W.C. Handy was part of the culture, giving him privileged access and deep insight. As with other Black American artists like Langston Hughes, Zora Neale Hurston, Duke Ellington, or James Baldwin, he used the raw materials of Black culture as a source and inspiration, adding to it with his own imagination, compassion, and genius for musical composition. W.C. Handy.
When we take these things that are own and develop them till they are the fine things, I think that's pure culture. You've got to appreciate the things that come from the heart of the Negro and from the heart of the man farthest down. The great European classics came from the peasantry of the countries in which these people lived. They didn't come from the kings and queens and the great theaters. It came from the man who dug deep into the hearts of the people he had come up with and loved. The man farthest down. History tells that.
Hello, Central. What's the matter with this line? I want to talk to that high brown of mine. Tell me how long will I have to wait?
Won't be that long.
Please give me 298. Why do you hesitate?
Good number for tomorrow, Velma.
Oh, what you say? Can't talk to my brown. A storm last night blew the wires all down. Now tell me how long will I have to wait?
Come on in this house, gal.
Oh, won't you tell me now? Why do you hesitate?
Come on in there, baby. Go on in there.
My beau proposed to me, said he'd be happy if his wife I'd be. Said he, how long, baby, will I have to wait? Come be my wife, my Kate. Why do you hesitate? Say, I declined him. It was just for a start. He left that night on the cannonball. Honey, oh honey, how long will I have to wait?
I don't know about you, baby, but I'm ready now, and I ain't hesitating either.
Oh, won't you tell me now? Baby, why do you hesitate?